would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Money! Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Trumpy Tuesday edition. Sorry about that. But you're welcome for the last fine guest. We always appreciate when John Nichols from The Nation comes around. And I've got some new breaking news out of the great state of Wisconsin. Wispolitics reporting at this moment, or at least I found it during the commercial break. We've talked a lot about the fact that former President Donald Trump is scheduled to travel to Waukesha next Friday for a rally. We expect to be there. Of course, primary election day in the state of Wisconsin is August 9th. But we've got some new news, Dom. New news.
New news. Break it for me, brother.
Endorsement in the gubernatorial race, perhaps bigger than that of Donald Trump. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz has endorsed Becky Clayfish.
Oh, the fight is on.
The proxy battle for the soul of Wisconsin. If Trump's going to back Michaels, Ted Cruz is backing Becky Clayfish, which is a twofold. One, it tells you that Ted Cruz has every intention of running in 2024. Otherwise, why wade into the race? Why wage this proxy battle against Donald Trump, right? Very publicly in the state of Wisconsin. Because you know it's going to bring some pain your way. And ultimately, how desperate is Rebecca Clayfish when you're accepting endorsements from Ted Cruz?
Come on, man. Ted Cruz won the GOP presidential primary in Wisconsin, right?
By double digits.
Over Trump.
He did.
He did. So Ted Cruz is actually the winner of the GOP, right? Last time he went up against Trump in the primary?
In the state of Wisconsin.
Ted Cruz, man, he came through.
That was a long time ago. And he's, you know, if you think Trump has had some despicable moments, Ted Cruz ran off to Cancun in the interim.
Yeah, Cancun, when people were dying in Texas, and then he can't. Yeah. Ted Cruz, also a pathetic human being.
Ted Cruz also came out this week for the overturning of same-sex marriage. And even Rebecca Clayfish would not have that advocacy. She apparently does not want to overturn same-sex marriage. Tim Michaels, oh, he does. But this is really a proxy war for, you know, the presidency in 2024, Dom. And John Nichols thinks like I do that Donald Trump's in it to win it, baby. You know, or at least
didn't you just also say yesterday that you can say just because you say you're running doesn't mean you're running? I'm pretty sure we had that conversation briefly yesterday.
Actually, file, and I know that he would qualify for the ballot. Do you have any doubt that Trump could qualify for the ballot? There should be no doubt. He's done it before. He qualifies for the ballot.
Yes. Again, we're a couple years out from that.
But we're not. The primaries start, you know, effectively next year, right after this election. And Trump may not even wait until after this election.
I hope he doesn't. Listen, given the fact that we know as of now with the investigations going on, I don't think he can run out the clock. I mean, I don't see how Trump makes it to the end of the year without getting indicted.
But that doesn't make him unelectable, at least in Republican primaries. That does not make him unelectable. You'd think it would, but it will not. Unless he's convicted and rotting in Leavenworth, he is still your GOP presumptive nominee in 2024. With or without indictments.
I guess that's entirely possible. Some of the mega base will never, ever, ever, ever leave him because they want him as a dictator. But if you have, again, what we've seen, I think the numbers are shifting as the support for Trump might be waning in some of those Republican circles. I believe that the J6 hearings are having an impact. I believe the slow trickle of information, the slow subpoenas and indictments. I mean, it continues on.
I could tell it was
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp testified to the grand jury in Fulton County yesterday. So, I mean, listen, and we know Mike Pence, his chief of staff and his attorney this week have testified before a grand jury, a DOJ grand jury investigating.
But
right?
That's more likely to be about the fake electors. And I'd like to see movement on that. We saw new reporting from the New York Times I mean, they were being called fake electors in real time by some of the participants.
In their own communications, yes.
Yeah. That.
Well, who do you think is in charge of the fake elector scheme, man? I mean, these are all about to try to get Eastman to flip, try to get some of these people to flip. But Trump's the guy. They're going after Trump. It may take another 6 months, but they're going after Trump. And
but
when
I
that
think
happens.
That's the level the DOJ is at right now. I think they're still dealing with the fake electors and the pressure campaign on the vice president. And I think that's why they got his chief of staff. And you know, what was that, counsel for him?
Yes, Jacob.
Anyways, when the indictments come and the convictions come, you know, we'll start by celebrating Merrick Garland Day. And here's one thing. I think that our pal, and I'm more optimistic than John Nichols. I know you don't think I am, but I'm more optimistic than Nichols because he called Merrick Garland a judge. Perhaps a justice in waiting. That should have been the role. But he was also a prosecutor. He prosecuted Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bombing successfully. Everybody.
Yeah.
Wrapped it all up. Not just McVeigh, but also his accomplices. Without leaks, and dropped that indictment and brought him all to conviction. So, you know, he does have a little track record to look back upon. But anyways, Tom.
But to think that when that comes to pass, that will not have an impact on a lot of Republicans, GOPs, the ones that are left.
Before that happens.
We could be, or it could be next month. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we don't know.
Could be. But I'm assuming Trump's acting as if he's running for the presidency, and he intends to run for the presidency, and he intends to steal all the thunder, and if possible, the campaign contributions that invariably would normally go to the midterm candidates, right? But what if he could put a net out there and start scooping now? He's already doing that. But what if he announced he's running for the presidency? Why let them donate to, you know, the J.D. Vances of the world, the Ron Johnsons of the world? Why wouldn't Trump want to get his grift out front?
It's grift tour, man. It's insurrectionist tour. Not only is he coming to Wisconsin for GOP Tim Michaels' gubernatorial candidacy, his run, he's also coming in August for the, you know,
well, that's
freedom tour. Freedom tour. From $9 to $4,000. The grift continues. And as soon as he declares, and a whole bunch of other regulations are supposed to come down on that. Again, I'm not clear. I know you believe it, and I know it would make sense. But again, even if you say you're running, even if you file it, are you really running?
He was in D.C. today laying out the new material for the new campaign, this jail the drug dealers, right? He's already working on material in front of the crowds to see what plays best in front of the mob, so he knows what to say when they start televising each and every speech, because he'll be the first declared presidential candidate.
He'll be the first declared presidential candidate who's under indictment.
Could be. Actually, I think someone did run for president from jail. But let's talk about the other guy, Joe Biden, for just a minute.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new polling out at CNN? CNN poll. 75% of Democratic voters. Hear that? 75% of Democratic voters want someone other than Biden in 2024. That's our party. Want someone other than Biden. Three out of four Dennis say anybody but Biden. And that's our party, dude. A little bit more from this polling. It's a little depressing, at least if you're part of the Biden campaign reelection team. New CNN poll, 75% of Democrat and Democrat-leaning voters, they do use the Democratic at CNN, want the party to nominate someone other than President Joe Biden in the 2024 election, a sharp increase from earlier this year. And the poll comes as Biden's approval rating remains low, and most Americans are discontented with the state of the country and the economy. Inflation remains high, although I'd point out, gas well below $3 a gallon, at least here in Madison, Wisconsin. And a new report released Tuesday showed, and this must be the one that our pal CJ caught before I did. Well, here it is, CJ. Someone quoted a source. A new report released Tuesday showing consumer confidence slipped for the third straight month. Now, 24% of Democratic and Democratic-leaning voters said they want someone else because they don't think Biden can win in 2024. That's up from 18% in the prior polling. 32% feel that way because they don't want Biden to be reelected. That's Democrats. A third of Democrats don't believe Joe Biden deserves to be reelected. That's up from 16% earlier this year. And 25% said they prefer Biden as the nominee, in which was at 45% in January and February polling. 45 to 25%. 25% of Democrats say, yeah, Biden's still our guy. That's getting to be a low number. I mean, 78% of Republicans down at that stupid conference this week, the Young Nazi conference, 78% of them chose Donald Trump to be the 2024 GOP nominee. So just see the difference in the engagement levels of these two parties. That well, guy's a cold beater, right?
I mean, listen, this is I'm not clear that that's a side by side, given the polling data and the turning point, Charlie Kirk organization being the same. But yeah, I think there's no doubt that there is a lack of enthusiasm. CNN goes on to say the poll shows a sharp downturn in enthusiasm for a 2024 re-election bid by the president. In January, February, 51% of Democrat and Democratic-leaning voters said they wanted someone other than Biden as the nominee in 2024. The new poll, Crudy, 31%. 51 down to 31% of Democratic and Democratic-leaning voters, 45 years and older, again, would prefer to Biden to be president the
now
nominee
look at
in 2024.
Under 45. So if I heard you correctly, Dom, of all Democratic voters, understanding it's only 25% of all Democratic-leaning voters that want Biden to run for re-election. And if you're over 45, and, you know, I just crested above that.
barely.
The number is 31% support for the president. That means but older Democrats.
Right. If you're under 45,
younger than 45, what's the number, Dom?
Oh, 18%. Oof.
Yeah, turning out young voters, that's going to be a problem if you have 18% for the incumbent. Now, those numbers can change dramatically as well, Dom.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we got a long way to go, but that doesn't bode well.
Here is the other footnote from this poll. The poll also showed a majority of Republican and Republican-leaning registered voters say they do not want former President Donald Trump to be the party's nominee in 2024. 55% said they want someone other than Trump to be the nominee. That's up from 49%. So Trump is far more popular, even if he's, you know, not as popular as
even if he's underwater, he's not underwater as much.
Not like Biden is with the party. Do you see new party polling came out of New Hampshire today that had, and I would have to confirm this, but had Pete Buttigieg leading Biden?
New Hampshire shows 31% of New Hampshire Democrats want Biden to run for re-election. 59 do not want him to run again.
Separate polling, though, that gives a head-to-head.
With regards
between
to
Buttigieg and Biden.
In June, that number was 54%. New Hampshire Democrats said they did not want him to run again. 844-967-2789. Google it, Crudy.
I would Google it if I could spell Buttigieg.
just start typing, man. Google will figure it out for you. Let's squeeze in at least one caller here. Dick from Madison, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, in Donald Trump's own words, remember when he said, if you plead the fifth, you're guilty?
Yes.
He also said this, treason. When he talked about treason, he talked about treasonists should be, what, executed. Isn't that interesting? And what is he, if you go forward, both things. If he ever had to go before a jury or grand jury or to do any testimony, you know he's going to lie. So he perjures himself. And insofar, you know, I don't want the Secret Service here, but we're crying out loud. This guy says it in his own words, what should be done with somebody like him.
Well, but treason, as he defines it, is disloyalty of others.
Disloyalty of Donald Trump specifically.
Come back, more devils. Last chance for your calls.
Stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.